Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Good morning, boys and girls. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, right.
Who is this?
Who is what? What are you talking about?
Who is this?
Oh, can you not?
I'm supposed to be here introing the show.
Can you not see me because of my invisibility glasses?
Yes, I was just a disembodied voice coming out of your chair area in this random floating pair of sunglasses.
Yeah.
And the signature backwards hat. I knew it was you.
If I wear it frontwards, this is functional backwardsness, all right? Particularly with a mask on, it gets too foggy in here. So,
because you're a permanent sunglasses wearer now.
Yeah. I got to create some airflow.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm permanent sunglasses wearer now, but just
a good excuse.
Just a preemptive to be safe right now and the like. But yeah, look who's back again, maybe. I'm pretty confident that
it's
I will.
So swell.
Tell
a friend.
I will, man, the football things that I could see yesterday.
That you could see?
Yeah. Some of them I had to look away for pain reasons and just because it was
painful to your heart.
Hurt my heart to watch it. But yeah, the football things were great. I'm mostly confident I can do at least half the show today, guys. That's
better than the last time we saw you.
We only
got a quarter out of you then.
Yeah.
We'll take what we can get, Dickman.
All right.
You take it slowly.
Thanks for covering my ass as usual.
Of course. A concussion is a weird thing because there's not one the same.
Right.
You know, there's not one alike. It's almost like COVID in a way, you know? You got a concussion, but this one concussion comes with headaches for the rest of your life, and this one comes with nothing. This one comes with, blinding headaches, lights that bother you, sounds, smells, forgetfulness, and this one is just about a stutter. So they're all so different.
If
you're lucky, you get all of those things.
I'm wondering, have I ever been concussed? I always like to claim that I was ahead of the game on football concussions because I'd go home from football practice in seventh grade when we're not exactly banging skulls.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, ow, my head hurts. And that was compared to what has happened now. I'm like, oh. That's what a concussion is. I see.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times when...
But maybe you're right. Maybe I've just had six different varieties of concussions.
Right. That's just it. When, you know, before these times and before people kind of cared about sports concussions...
We're
as
over
a kid,
that now.
Oh, are we back to not caring again?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Ask Andy Dalton.
I can't keep up.
I mean, I care. We care. We all felt bad.
But, you know, I think some people say, hey, if you fell and hit your head on something hard, okay, you might have a concussion. But the science now is you can just, like, be pushed. And if your brain from the inside hits the skull, that's a concussion. And you don't necessarily need to even hit your head on anything. You can just be, like, jostled pretty badly, you know? And so I think you could probably have had multiple concussions, or even if they were just little ones, when you were younger and didn't quite notice it.
Well, I don't recommend it.
I'd second that motion. don't, kids.
Yeah.
It's fun to try things when you're young because, you know, you feel like you're infallible. Don't try this one thing.
Right.
It's not fun.
This is not a fun TikTok challenge.
No. Don't do this.
All right. From the very barely news file. Actually, I guess here from the beginning, let's just say, hey, you can still go early vote. The election is what, in 8 days, 9 days away?
Mm-hmm. Yes, go early
vote. And that's when the real fun will start.
Early voting ends.
It's Friday.
Wait, what happened to my calendar?
I believe you can early vote through Friday.
It's just on the ground.
It's the 30th, right?
Yeah.
You can only vote early vote until Friday, so that's what I would suggest doing.
Yeah, get it on, man.
It's going to be cray.
Also, the rumors of coronavirus's demise, greatly exaggerated. Apparently, it's back.
Who's rumoring that it is demising?
I kept hearing that it was fixed and that everything was good.
It was fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're like, hey, we got it. We're good.
Don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah. There's those things, and then this. Have you lied to your partner, to your significant other, about the number of sexual partners you've had? A new survey says...
That's another old-fashioned thing as well.
One out of three people.
You don't talk about that anymore. No one cares. It's no one's business. Don't you try and numbers shame me.
Well, I think, and that is why the people lie about it, right? I think people are still... I mostly brought it up just because we haven't visited this topic in a while. Once upon a time... one of the great early fights that me and that person who I eventually got married to.
See, this is why you don't have that conversation. It's childish. It's immature. It makes people jealous. And I feel like this is a conversation that only people in their 20s have in relationships. Because after that, you're like, who cares? It doesn't have any bearing on anything. And in fact, it just incenses
that
these things get brought up at all because it's shaming.
But it's not shaming. Can it just be?
It's usually born. Shaming.
It's usually a man wanting to feel better about himself, and then he finds out the girl's number is higher than his. Oh, you're a slut. You know, it's shaming. And I will not be put in this position. I had a boyfriend who did this to me. Mm-hmm. Remember the first one that manipulated my brain? The old guy. Yeah, a guy who was twice my age. Mm-hmm. Creep going out with a 17-year-old. He did it to me, and it made me feel awful. But it's like, what is this got to do with you?
She would have had a low number then, right?
I did. Yeah, but the fact that I had slept with anyone before him, you know, was just this weird ego and nastiness that came out. And since then, it's like, I will never have that conversation with anybody. You don't, it's none of your business.
You know, a way worse conversation is, have you done this with somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Don't go there either.
Yeah. Like, have you, like, just, do you have to go to the Target and
I read
do it in the changing
about
room?
It in a book.
I just believe in openness and honesty. And yeah,
that worked out well for you guys, didn't it?
Which guys?
The one you married?
You just said
that was a lack of openness and honesty. Okay?
It's not openness. It's none of your business.
It's none of my business.
None of your business.
I guess I'm not allowed to read her phone either.
No. Nope.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's not
none
allowed.
Of your business, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything.
I just thought it was a fun thing to bring up. Now am I relitigating things from 15 years ago?
Is this why your girlfriend's not talking to you right now? Because you try to numbers shame her?
My girlfriend's talking to me.
All right.
She's got at least one.
You better watch.
Two.
Better
say two on her record.
Better watch it.
At least one guaranteed.
You know what? Yeah. I wasn't even going to do it, but now, big announcement coming up later today.
Oh, God.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not going to do it. We'll see.
The big announcement tease me.
I want big announcement first.
You owe us a text. I know you were ducking this whole concussion thing.
I'll tell you the text.
Yeah, he faked the concussion, so he didn't talk about the text.
I was faking it so I could get out of talking about this text.
Yes, all the listeners were tweeting in, Jason.
The anniversary of your most awkward text or whatever it was Thursday.
Yes.
Who came in Friday to test it out? Maybe I can do it Friday. No, I can't. We'll see you Monday.
I'll tell you now, it's disappointing. Like, you're not even gonna appreciate
still,
it.
They want to know.
But sure, apparently, if multiple people were moved to set a reminder in your phone, I owe it to you. But yeah, I think I made too big of a deal about it a year ago. Mm-hmm. So there. The thing when it caused a fight was because she wouldn't tell me. Like,
it's none of your business.
Okay, fine. It's none of my business.
Why did you want to push it?
I just thought it was a fun topic.
No, fun.
She'd
already said it wasn't fun. Why do you keep pushing it?
And then she, because I was young and stupid. All right.
There you go.
But now,
thank you.
Now I am older and more experienced, and I believe in openness and honesty.
No,
and
older and more stupid. More years equals more stupid.
Don't
bring it up. It's no one's business.
Bumbling and I have never talked about it. I don't think. Have we talked about it? But not a brag. I have no idea. Like, I could not really.
Why is that not a brag?
I
have no idea about mine either.
I think it's just like, you know, once you get to a certain age and a certain number of years of singleness.
Have we got to the point where, like, halves count? Can I, like, add, like, half?
It's
so close
to
half.
You know what they count, Nick? High school. It's the only time that they count.
I'm out. Look, after I got unmarried, I went through a period of...
Swiping?
The swiping hadn't even been invented yet, but yeah,
we'll
you know what? I was swiping without even knowing that I was swiping, and I was arguably a little radio big deal type then. And so there were a lot of situations, okay? Lucky Lounge created a lot of situations.
Jason, why are you even like, just like, it's almost like you're trying to justify it. No one cares. It doesn't matter.
These
things aren't important. It's up to you. You do you.
I would not feel ashamed about what my number. I feel ashamed that I have lost count.
No, don't feel ashamed about that.
Because I'm a counting guy, all right? I'm a numbers kind of guy.
Only because it's numbers.
Analytic style. Like, this is really unfortunate.
Shame on you. The math people in the world are just embarrassed about you.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Del Flamingo SA tweets to Jason and Deb, says, "Welcome back, Jason. So who was driving the car that ran you off the road? Nick, Deb, Allison, Spinny? Hashtag suspects everywhere."
Talk about numbers. The list is long. Jason Dick enemies will take you down.
Now I'm worried about long-term memory loss and long-term effects and everything. I have no idea what he's talking about. Did somebody drive me on? Right. Oh. Okay.
Oh my God.
The original. I thought like I was driving my car and somebody.
No.
Yeah.
The origin of the concussion.
Right. I wouldn't have called that run me off the road.
This is how I just when people ask me what happened, I say. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm trying to just give them the best gist of it from what I know.
Yes.
Jason was taking a brog, which is a brisk walk / jog down his street at night. It was dark and a car was coming from behind him. You didn't quite realize if he had seen you or not. And for some reason you had this feeling that he hadn't.
Spooked me.
So you were like,
spooked me real good.
You need to get out of the way quickly.
Yeah.
So you jumped into someone's front garden and went on a banana peel and fell onto your right side, bash your shoulder, bang your head, ear gets all wibbled up and you feel weird and not good.
That is basically correct.
Cool.
I would say it's important to point out that this was a Sunday night intoxicated from watching football all day brog.
So it was a drunk jog?
Yeah, did I not make that clear? I mean,
you do jogging while you're drunk.
I feel that, you know, it hurts less.
Was this a old school moment?
Oh,
were you like Will Ferrell? We're going streaking! And you just take off running?
I think it was a couple of... Was it Batman Day where I realized that I can you know, brisk walk through the neighborhood while also having a beer? I was like, oh, this is great. Mm-hmm. Multitasking.
Exercise and alcohol, they don't really go well together.
Yeah.
Nobody's tried that gym, though.
I think...
Nobody has tried the gym where you just drink as well.
No, I've gone to the gym half drunk. Not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
You need a bunch of trash cans sprinkled around that thing.
No good.
The boss, who is I guess accomplished jogger, had warned me against it because something about the muscles in my legs. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that played an effect or not. But yes, in my brain at the moment that this was happening, there was a car. I heard him coming up real close to me on my left. And then I was like, I don't have time to look over there and see how close it is, so let me just take a big cross step into the grass over here, and I'll be fine. And yeah, as soon as my foot hit the grass, it was wet, and I just go, blonk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how's your ear?
Actually, I guess I haven't had headphones on in several days. It sounds better.
Good.
It is feeling better. My shoulder's 100%, I would say.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That gum worked.
Glute. Gum fixed my shoulder up for sure.
Jason, Deb, The Morning X. Back to The Morning X with Jason and Deb.
Another case of truly could be yours before 7 o'clock.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Waters International Realty. Sing it with me, boys and girls. Football time is back again. It's so swell. Tell a friend, unless they live in the state of Texas and root for one of the teams that's here, because it's not as awesome.
I saw little snippets like walking by at the gym on Saturday.
The Longhorns fine. It was a very uneventful victory over Baylor, but... Things are...
Oh, they beat Baylor. Wow.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
That's what I had to... I guess, why do I always have to be such a...
Hater?
Yeah. I've become accustomed to a certain standard throughout my life.
Yeah.
And there was never a time where we were like, yes, kick-ass win versus Baylor, okay?
Right.
That's just a thing that's expected.
It should happen all the time. But when you get beaten by TCU, you don't have that expectation to beat Baylor.
Well, you know, if there's anything you could say about we Texas fans, we're not quick to change our expectations. All right.
Yeah.
We're not about that life. The NFL, though, yesterday, the parts that I could pry my eyes open and hold them focused on the television to see, unbelievable. Exciting. You had great finishes all across the league.
Yeah.
I understand last night, way past my bedtime, there's an incredible overtime game. Kyler Murray versus Russell Wilson. Football times are back again. So swell. Tell a friend. Unless that friend roots for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Woe is me. Things have gone bad.
What happened? Was it that terrible loss last week that just like really spun their heads off?
Well, I mean, the week before that, their quarterback broke off his leg. But even at that point, things weren't going great.
It's not like they don't have Andy Dalton. Yeah, he's Andy Dalton, but they have Andy Dalton.
No, they don't have Andy Dalton.
Is he out?
He's concussed.
And
super concussed. Like,
Andy Dalton.
I thought he was dead.
Shout out to my ginger brother
because I
had a very similar, like, even the side of his body that he fell on, I was like, oh, I did exactly that, my guy.
Wow.
Now, look,
did he hit his head on the ground or did he get hit by a helmet?
Yes, he falls to the ground, first slams on the side, and then his head bangs back against
somebody's shoulder dives into his head. Yeah. That's what drives it into the ground. So, yeah, he would, like, it's, oh, my God.
Yeah, I suppose it's fair to point out that he was tackled by a large, scary football man, and I just slipped in the grass while attempting a
exactly the same injury.
You know what? I popped up faster than you did, Andy Dalton, because it was one of those.
Yes!
Did you say he got hit by a big, giant football man?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let me make sure I didn't miss that.
It was one of those he goes down, his helmet is knocked off, and you're just like, oh, is that man dead? Because
helmet went off too?
I don't think he was fully knocked unconscious, but he is just immediately like, I'm going to take a nap here for a second. I'm going to be...
Who was the Texans quarterback that famously was concussed and started like shaking on the field? It wasn't that bad.
Yes.
But it was close.
Like floppy dead? Like no movement in the body?
Yeah. Like he just is laying there for a second. And then I'm like, he's alive.
Ugh. They had to walk him off the field. Like he could not get up and walk off under his own power. So, but don't worry, guys, because the Ben DiNucci era is officially underway. Nick, you're arguably...
That's the third string?
Yeah, you're arguably of the football world. Did you know that there is a person named Ben DiNucci?
I literally said, it's Cooper Rush time.
That's a...
Who is this?
I guess I'm a bad fan because, when Andy Dalton went out, I was like, I don't even know who's... I don't know who's next over there. What's going
to
happen?
Is Zeke going to just, like, quit? Like, that's it, guys. We're out of quarterbacks.
And, they're like, here comes rookie Ben DiNucci. He was actually drafted by the Cowboys. He was not undrafted, so... picked in the seventh round. I should know who Ben DiNucci is.
This is going to be a great Cinderella story, Ben DiNucci. Don't let me down.
Be the
hero. Come on.
Toiled away his college days at traditional power James Madison. So if you didn't watch a lot of college James Madison games, you probably...
In America.
I was it feels real New England-y.
Mm-hmm. I get that feel.
But I also Madison is a city in Wisconsin, so it could be Midwest, but I don't know.
Hey, Google Daddy.
If you told me.
Look that up for us. Yeah. Oh, wait, he's not here. Nick, Google that for me, please.
I already have, Jason. If you were doing your old Virginia sports show, this would be breaking
news. Oh, is it in Virginia?
Yeah, Harrisonburg, Virginia. He is from, Pennsylvania, though, apparently, but he was an AFCA first-team All-American in 2019.
What does that mean?
American Football Coaches Association. Oh, he was the CAA Offensive Player of the Year, the Colonial Athletic Association. So,
okay.
He's a big deal up there, I guess,
He was the Pennsylvania Gatorade Player of the Year in 2015.
He takes over a Cowboys team with just so much potential. So much. And look, after the... what else did you say?
I'm on his Wikipedia, and they already have his career NFL statistics up.
That's probably not good.
Completion percentage, 66.6%. That's not bad.
Was he 2 of 3?
Passing yards, 39.
Oh, yeah. That's not very good.
Where did he make those plays?
I don't know.
Where did he make those plays?
Yeah, like which team?
For the Cowboys.
He played yesterday. I didn't know when in the game he got out.
When he was pronounced dead, they ran out Ben DiNucci there.
R.I.P.
And look,
I almost immediately saw him get thrown into the turf by one of the Washington football team defenders.
We Cowboys fans should have, and probably did, unlike Texas fans, adjust our expectations when Dak Prescott went out. And I have buried the lead here. The Cowboys played the Washington football team yesterday. Mm-hmm. They are supposed to be among the worst in all of football. Mm. They beat the Cowboys 25-3. Three points! 25-3. And don't
Did he get 3 points last week as well?
Nah, it was like 30-10, right? They were beaten out last week very badly as well. Don't try to be like, oh, well, they were playing without their quarterback. Andy Dalton, in his second week, was in there for, 2.5 quarters. And they did nothing. They did not move the ball at all.
Three points.
Yeah. Things are going really bad.
Three points. This is like an actual football game, not American football.
A team that... I wasn't really one of these people, but I enjoyed the hype. Was talking about this team can win the Super Bowl.
The Cowboys?
This year, people were saying...
The problem with the Cowboys is every year.
This is not howaboutthemboys.com.
They can win the Super Bowl.
I guess it is a trendy pick to be on television talking about. But yeah, smart, allegedly objective people on TV were saying this is the most talented roster in football. They have more good players than any other team in the NFL. How could it have gone worse? How could this... It would have been better if Zeke Elliott just led them on a coronavirus's fake party through the streets and they had to cancel all their games.
You know what they need to do? They need to have Zeke show up next week and he has just put on like 20 pounds because he's just given up. He fat Thors it.
It's the first year for Andy McCarthy. Now I can't Mike McCarthy. I was like, I don't even want to say your name.
Hire Andy McCarthy. Find a guy named Andy McCarthy and put him in there. Let's try him.
And Jerry would never he let Jason Garrett coach 5 years past when people were fed up with him because he didn't want to admit that he's wrong.
Right.
This guy's coached seven games now, and it was like, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
Is this a total teardown, man? All right. Can we just start back to zero?
Why it was good news for Cowboys fans, because now we can finally say, like, hey, we are the worst team in football.
Oh, give them the best picks next year.
Sell off all of our parts. And let's rebuild this thing under Trevor Lawrence. Let's do it, guys.
Not feeling it, man. Deb, if you want a real heart and hustle made for TV movie story here, I still don't know enough about Ben DiNucci. But if my calculations are correct, do you know who the next quarterback in line is, Nick?
Is it their offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore?
No, they traded for a kid off the practice squad from the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yes.
A kid who was a Texas legend for a little while, Garrett Gilbert. Do you remember Garrett Gilbert?
Yeah.
He was the guy who effectively ended Mack Brown's career at Texas because he was supposed to be the greatest college football player ever.
And then
he came here, was terrible.
Yeah.
That's what we need is a coach killer.
Well, no. What if Garrett Gilbert comes in and this is finally his redemption?
Don't do this to yourself.
This is the other thing, too. They're 2-5, but I can't give up because they're a half game out of first place. The Eagles are in first place at 2-4-1. They play each other next Sunday night. I assume it'll be flexed to the day. But
wow.
It is so... Hope is alive.
Good luck with
Hope is
that.
Alive and well.
Ben DiNucci sounds like the next door neighbor on a crappy 80s sitcom. Like, the DiNucci's here, always hanging out, drinking my milk. Go home, DiNucci. Well, go home.
Now he's the Cowboys quarterback. Also, not great for your Houston Texans yesterday. 35-20. They were beaten down by the
At least they got
Green
in double
Bay
digits.
Packers. Those are garbage points.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Those are garbage points.
What about
those
3 points? Three good points?
Those were quality points, okay?
Okay.
It was a lack
worth
of garbage points.
Worth more than 20.
Those are America's points.
Lack of garbage
America's
points.
Points.
Houston 1-6 on the game. But the rest of the league was tremendously exciting. I'm going to focus on my fantasy things. Fantasy life is good.
Is it?
How's your fantasy life?
I forgot to look.
Oh, my God.
After
if you did not start Davante Adams.
If I did not.
Because a week ago, you left Davante Adams, your first overall pick, out of your lineup.
Maybe I just wanted him to have a break.
Oh, well, he took advantage of the couple of weeks break that he had 200 yards and 2 touchdowns yesterday.
Oh, Jason.
What's that?
Oh, Jason. No, she started him.
Oh, okay.
She started
good.
him. She's good.
Good. What are you all?
I was trying to pretend like she didn't do it just to hurt you.
No, that's not going to get me, man. All right, go. We have a case of Truly to give away. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. Are you smarter than Jason? I'm still easily confused. You see the way I just bought back into the Cowboy season?
Yeah, easy.
You could get me. 512-835. Good luck.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Win a new Amazon Echo Dot smart home listening device. We're going to have that later on in the show. But right now, another case of Truly. Are we still qualifying people for the HomeGate grand prize? Yes?
That's probably right.
Okay, good. Good luck. 512-835-1015. Let's do it.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
You're stupid. I actually think, and I could be wrong, I think we're done with that. Didn't that what Bernice said last week, Nick? We're done with the HomeGate because we're out of everything. Now we're moving to the Echo Dot. And the grand prize, everyone who wins an Echo Dot this week will get entered into a grand prize drawing to have this big movie thing at their house.
How could we have that?
That starts next week?
Yeah. This is a little teaser of the Amazon Dots.
Great. Awesome communication.
Nailed it.
You, Nick. I'm talking about our promotions department.
Our contestants have fun. Coach?
Good morning.
What's up, Coach? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck.
Wait, is this your
thank you.
Is this your Christian name, or is this just what your friends call you for fun?
No, I coach one of Jason's middle school opponents.
Wait, hang on a second. What? Middle school opponents? You're a coach. You're a middle school coach?
Yeah, I coach in Round Rock.
Well, congratulations. What do you coach, sir?
Football right now.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going good.
Making those kids wear masks when they work out or what? How does that all work?
All the time. Masks all the time.
You know what? That'll help with their conditioning. That's what I think. That'll make them better at running the laps or whatever you make them do. All right, coach, you got to beat Jason. You're doing it for your middle school, all right?
There you go.
So he went to C.D. Fox, right?
Yeah.
Do you think he knows the name of my middle school? No. You know why? Because I'm not sitting on my middle school laurels. Was I the best runner at my school? Yes. Mm-hmm. Was I best top two best netball players? Yes. You see me, hear me bragging about that? Do you know the name of my middle school, Nick?
I don't know what feeds Hogwarts, so...
You're so funny. St. Thomas More. All right, you hear me bragging about that? No, because I'm not a loser living back in middle school years. No offense, Coach. I'm talking about Jason here, not you. Not you. Do you want to give a shout out to your middle school?
Can you miss the middle school?
Yeah, you go. All right, your choice. Coach, what do you want? Actors with multiple Oscar nominations, yet no wins. Famous people who attended Baylor. And weird celebrity phobias.
Ooh, I guess I have to go with the Baylor one.
The which one?
Baylor.
Baylor. Excellent. All right, yeah. You might know this. You're in the sports world, coach. Number one. This might not have anything to do with sports. Which HGTV reality show stars were Baylor's 2015 Alumni of the Year? What does that mean?
Those two that live in Waco.
You think about their names for a second. What does 2015 Alumni of the Year mean?
They probably gave a bunch of money or something to the university.
The university says, oh, thanks, you're the most successful people who graduated from here.
It's like, hey, look what we do. What starts here goes there.
Oh, okay. Coach.
Chip Man, I can't think of her name.
Come on, coach. Rub some dirt on it and think of the name. You can do it.
Nick, if you were talking
to... Don't let me get Alvarez in here to answer for you.
If you were talking to your middle school coach right now, what would you say to him?
To my middle school coach?
Yeah.
Don't do that one thing with that student.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Or that other student.
Don't do that. All right, I'm going to give you a few seconds here to try and shake it loose, coach.
Yeah, Chip and Diane, I don't know.
Oh, man, you were so close. Chip and Joanna Gaines. You know, I'm going to give you a half point for that one.
Yeah.
Half a point. Number two.
Participation award coach.
Which cast member of The Office was a member of Baylor's Chi Omega sorority? I want to know this. Mostly because The American Office is no good.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unpopular opinion. I know that one thinks I am dumb.
I don't know anybody's names.
Yeah, me neither.
Girlfriend for a quarter point.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that could be correct. I don't know. Angela Kinsey?
Yeah.
Is she the one that does the podcast with what's her name?
Yes.
Dawn?
Yeah. She's Angela. She's the blonde one. She does the counting.
Yeah.
She ends up with Dwight.
Means nothing. Ew.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. Number three, which famous puppet comedian honed his craft performing around campus? Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Ugh. Puppet comedian.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that one.
Which famous puppet comedian honed his craft performing around campus? You mean when he was a student, he was a creepy ass dude walking around with a puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to chat with the ladies.
I'm sure it worked.
Ew. Puppets. Not funny. Mm-hmm. Why do you think there's been so many horror films made out of them? No puppet comedian? Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
That's who we were looking for. Hold on a second, because this is pretty tough, I think. I don't know if Jason would be able to get this one. That's, this is a lot. All right, Jason, coach.
What's going on here? It seemed like a lot of ranting and raving.
Who's chatting? I did rant in the beginning because coach, what do you say?
Middle
Vista
school,
Ridge?
The Canyon Vista?
Right? I asked which middle school he was at because he said it. And then I was like, oh, Jason went to C.D. Fox. How do I know that? You know why? Because you talk about it too much.
C.D. Fox, those are some of the best times in my days.
Get over it, all right? You were a child.
Don't
things
you?
Get better. This is my point. Do you even know the name of my middle school?
Trick question. You didn't have those in the old country.
Oh, yeah, okay. We did. It was called St. Thomas More. And I was the best at many a thing there. All right? You hear me bragging about it? No. Because I'm a grown-ass woman. I got a mortgage. I'm not going to sit there and talk about middle school days.
I was not the best in I'm trying to think what I thought I told you I was the best at in middle school.
Little leagues, softball, baseball. I don't know whenever that happened. How would I know the name of your middle school unless you bragged about it all the time?
Well, they're building a statue for me.
They are not.
All right?
Oh, Alfie. Jesus, I apologize
Alfie,
for that one.
That one might make your concussion worse.
What's the name of my middle school again?
James Madison.
I just told you. Neither of you even remember.
It was
Thomas was in there somewhere.
Exactly.
Thomas Sillyfoot. Yeah.
St. Thomas More.
I literally just closed the tab because I was trying to look it up.
St. Thomas More Middle School. Mm. All right. My first school was St. John's. I was supposed to go to Notre Dame High School. I didn't because my brother got expelled there. We have a very unique surname. I figured they would know who I was and I would get judged by him. So I went to Sproston High. Different school group, but whatever.
Okay.
Talk about that all the time? All right. No.
Look, what I have said before is if I could go back in time to any year in my life, my eighth grade year was pretty solid. All right? It's pretty
sad.
Good.
That's pathetic,
well,
dude.
No, my 20s are great. My 30s are great. I could argue that every year of my 30s has been better than the previous year. All right?
Is this the worst year of your life with your concussion?
and having to lose 100 pounds?
Actually, things are. I'm crushing it during coronavirus times, with the exception of crushing my brain. but I still just look fondly upon eighth grade. All right, what was the problem with that? Okay,
I just think that's
sad. I didn't have to work for a job. I had a chauffeur. All right, I was new to the having sex game.
Ew.
It was once I got to high school, I was in the lower rung of the jock athlete types. All right?
Oh, guys, I'm such a jock. I mean, I'm such a nerd. Wait, I'm the nerdiest jock you
know.
When
I was in middle school,
I'm the jockiest nerd that you know.
How many Round Rock high school athletes are now upset with you that you lumped yourself in with them? They're like, yeah, right.
I think they would consider...
The kid who sat on a bucket at the baseball practice?
They would consider me...
Okay.
Pie eater.
You know how many people couldn't even make it to bucket sitting level? All right? There's a lot of people. A lot of kids who moved ahead
and
eventually moved...
Those are your people.
They moved to Hutto so that they could play baseball. I got to sit on a bucket. Okay. All right. And so, yeah, I think the lower rung high school athlete is how I would describe myself. But when I was in middle school, I was still above the fold.
I'm picturing like the manager from the football team is walking through the hallways. He sees you and he like knocks your book on the ground. He's like, whatever, Alvarez, get out of here.
No,
I gotta go tape some ankles.
Is incorrect. There was a time where they tried to move me from bucket sitter to manager, and I was like, no, that's an embarrassing position, coach. I'm not going to do that. Get out of here.
This manager position is a student position?
Usually.
Yeah. It's usually
pick up the towels, or what do you do?
Yeah, it's the kid who, like, really wants to be part of the team, but has a vast lack of ability, and so but he helps him out. Everybody would tell him.
Is he the Rudy?
He's lower than the Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy. Rudy suited up. Sacked a quarterback. All right. Yeah.
You know, we had two female students for our team managers, which I thought was, very progressive for, like, late 90s Gerald, Texas.
Yeah.
But they were just two girls, Jennifer and Laura? I think so. I think they were just like, hey, this will be fun if we're just the team managers.
How do you handle the locker room situation? I mean, because I feel like locker room situations are an important part of the managing.
Maybe that's
duties.
Why they did it.
What does he got to do? Is he cleaning pots down there or what?
You pick up dirty clothes.
Strap off, manager.
Like eventually, you got to walk around and pick up all the. Yeah, picking up all the
manager,
towels is
manager,
correct.
Manager is the wrong name to give that job. He's your lackey.
Yeah.
Manager is somebody that manages you, that is
correct.
Your boss.
Like the good players, they would squirt the water bottle like directly into your mouth, and like the rest of us on the second team had to like pick it up and hold it up, and like, oh, I was so jealous.
Yeah, like when you go treatment. Work at the sweater shop, which is actually a place I worked at when I was in high school, there was an assistant manager.
Stop being so obsessed with
and then a manager above me. They're the managers. Yeah. They tell me what to do. They say, go fold that sweater. I'm like, fine, my cousin's coming in to shoplift it later. Whatever. That was a real thing. And then the other manager would tell the other manager what to do. Managers
probably,
tell you what to do.
They know it's such a bad job. They give it a
good
prestige title. They're like, you're going to be the manager of the team.
Yeah. It's like morning show producer.
Yeah.
Producer
it's
is
exactly.
A similar one. Like,
exactly.
People hear producer, they're like, what are you, like Steven Spielberg?
See, producer in radio, is like you're picking up the jock straps. Producer in TV is a little different.
I don't think you have to pick up jock straps.
It's only because you don't wear them.
Yeah.
Should we get to this?
This is a locker room situation.
I know you have a concussion, but it's 7:06 and we haven't even played the game on your half yet.
High school
boss is like,
baseball.
Last week it was perfect timing hitting the brakes whenever we're supposed to with Deb and Nick.
The men's baseball team shared a locker room with the women's swimming team. That's some real like 90s Round Rock ass right there.
Yeah.
How did that work?
Wait, you didn't have separate girls and boys locker rooms?
No, it was. I think technically AM girls swimming, PM boys baseball, and we never went in there in the in the morning. But yeah, there would be times where somebody would leave a book in her swim locker and
have to come through
very like cautiously knock on the door and it's like can we come in and we're like yeah come in and then there would be lots of guys in just jock straps in there. That's
Ew, but that smelled really nice.
How did that happen, Round Rock High School? The campus was huge. How did you have it divided like that? Okay, give it to me. I'm ready.
Thank God. The quiz. Famous people who attended Baylor University.
Mm.
I guess Nick put this in last week because Texas was playing Baylor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one. Which
and what did you do, coach?
Zero. You got nothing.
Sorry to make you wait on hold for the last 8 minutes, coach.
Which HGTV reality show stars?
God damn it.
Were Baylor's 2015 Alumni of the Year.
Yeah, I know who they are. They're the celebrity picker on College Game Day anytime Baylor's good enough to be in that game. But I am never going to get their names. I want a joke answer of just like Jack and Diane, but she seems like a Tammy to me. So give me Jack and Tammy.
It's Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Ah, Joanna is the rich man's Tammy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Joanna and Tammy. Those names live together.
Joanne and Tammy, not Joanna.
Joanne. Yeah.
Joanne.
Yeah. Joanne.
Is that class
it up? Joanna is like a different breed than Joanne.
What if it's Joanna?
You call a Joanna a Joanne, she'll punch you in the face. She'll get her horse to donkey kick you in the face. That's what Joanna will do.
What if it's Joanna, but there's like an H and a W in there somewhere? Like it's just spelled super. Joanna.
No, Joannas don't look at those as Joannas. They don't count. We did actually give Coach a half a point on that one because he got Chip correct. So. See what you can do, Jason.
Oh, you got... Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't count, though.
Which cast member of The Office was a member of Baylor's Chi Omega sorority? Which sorority is that one? Is that where they flush their potential sorority girls down the toilets?
All of their behaviors are basically the same.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure every sorority girl would be like, oh, actually, we were a service organization. We weren't like the other ones, but they were all basically.
Servicing them friends.
They were all. I think I know this. Cast member, Angela Kinsey.
That's correct. Well done. Sorry, coach. You just got CB folksed.
We never played them. I don't think they were a school at the time, but I wonder if anybody's ever, if the Lizards ever beat the, what was it, Canyon Vista, whoever?
And something
said,
like that.
Yeah.
Some sort of horse.
So you just got CD folksed. Hold on, coach. We're going to give you a prize.
And now for the creepy question. Which famous puppet comedian honed his craft performing around campus?
Oh, it's creepy because he's a puppet.
Because he's a puppet guy. Yeah. Puppet comedian.
Golly, I can. It's Jeff. Jeff. I don't care for his work, but I know the puppet comedian is Jeff. Somebody.
My Jeff? Your Jeff?
I don't think it's that Jeff. Man, could you imagine my Jeff as a puppet?
Does the puppet have the stutter as well?
Hang on, I'm gonna get it. It's not Foxworthy. Jeff Dunham!
Jeff Dunham is right.
Yeah.
Get you knowing all things Baylor.
My brain still works.
Also, what's my middle school called?
Jeff Dunham.
You jerks.
Memorial St. Thomas Ventures.
No, what? What is that?
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.